The Community and Public Sector Union is stepping up industrial action against the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet over its new social media policy. The policy prevents workers posting comments that are highly critical of the government. But it's a clause instructing staff to dob in colleagues that's causing the most concern. Thomas Ariti reports.
Under the department's social media policy, staff could lose their job if they criticise the government. Employees are also expected to report colleagues who breach the rules. The Community and Public Sector Union says it won't hesitate to take action if the policy isn't changed.
It really is quite extraordinary. This is the Australian public service we're talking about, not a police state.
Nadine Flood is the union's national secretary. She says the union has advised the department it's in breach of its enterprise agreement, and if the problem isn't resolved, the matter will be taken to the Fair Work Ombudsman.
This is causing real concern for people. I mean, the Prime Minister's department has a number of staff in Canberra, but it's also picked up a large number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander staff around the country. There are real fears about what this policy will mean for those people.
The policy applies to both personal and professional use of sites such as Facebook, Twitter and YouTube. It's expected to affect more than 2,000 people. The union was consulted about the document, but Nadine Flood is adamant the clause requiring staff to dob in their colleagues wasn't part of the draft.
The dob in a mate clause wasn't even there. They've then dropped out a final.
It's familiar territory for Australian columnist and former public servant Greg Jericho.
The culture in the public service at the moment is already pretty tenuous because there have been a lot of job cuts, and so people are already worried about their own job.
During his time at the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet, Greg Jericho criticised the media coverage of the 2010 election campaign in his blog using a pseudonym. His identity was revealed in the press. In 2012, the Australian Public Service Commission introduced tougher social media guidelines.
Now we're at the sense where if I have a bit of a run-in with someone in work, are they going to perhaps do a little bit of snooping, a bit of detective work to see if they can find any tweets that I wrote, or perhaps I might have friended them on Facebook ages ago and have forgotten that I've even friended them, and that's going to come back to haunt me. Now, it's just a very bad way to go about encouraging a good culture in the workplace.
Whether the department is trying to unfairly challenge free speech is a matter of debate. The department doesn't only prevent criticism of the government, but also other political parties and their policies. It also qualifies the rule, stating the remarks can't be harsh or extreme. Tim Wilson is the Australian Human Rights Commissioner.
People are allowed to criticise the government, it's just they have to do it in a tame and rational way. In the same way, it also requires public servants to treat the Australian public with respect.
Greg Jericho says that's a matter for interpretation.
What is being viewed as being harsh and extreme is pretty much taking in anything, any criticism.
But Tim Wilson says although department policies are now targeting the social media frontier, the principles are reasonable and they haven't changed.
It's entirely normal to have conditions attached to employment that require a certain degree of respectful behaviour.
He says it's also nothing new for staff to keep an eye on their colleagues.
I think it's always been an operation of these sorts of codes that if people are caught doing things from nicking stationery to anything else, that there's an expectation that people in breach of policies will get reported.
The Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet says it's undertaken the necessary consultation.
Thomas Ariti.